Okay, let's move on to item four, if we can. We're back on program. Welcome. We have CEDD with us, Mr. Lam, Mr. James Chu, and Mr. Ricky Chung. And we have consultants Black and Veatch, Technical Director Mr. Jeremy Wong. Housing Department want to implement public housing development at this site, south of Victoria Road, in phases. And CEDD will need to take forward site formation and footbridge works prior to the construction of the public housing. And you want to consult us, I think, on the proposed works. So please, I think Mr. Lam, you're going to brief us.
Mr. Chairman and the members, good afternoon. We are very grateful for us to present to you the proposed pedestrian facilities for public housing development in Kennedy Town. I will pass I will let my colleague James to present to you the proposal.
Thank you, James. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Chairman. Here's the western end of the Kennedy Town. This is the Victoria Road. Our project is main concern relating to the public housing development over the hillside side and here. Hong Kong Housing Authority will carry out the construction for the Phase 1 public housing development at here. It mainly consists of two residential buildings over here. It's near the Kawai Main Road at here. The second phase is also a public housing development over here. Our duty, CEDD, is to assist Housing Authority to form the site formation works and infrastructure works over for the phase two development. And for our project, the scope mainly includes three elements. The first element is the site formation works to form platforms for our residential building and a computer block. And also we carry out some slope improvements over this area. And second item is that to create, since the platform is higher than the Victoria Road, so vehicular access is necessary to be constructed. In the meantime, we also improve the road junction, and a new pedestrian crossing will be formed. And the third item is the new footbridge over here. This area is higher than the Victoria Road, around 20 meters. The footbridge can bring the people at the upper side and to cross the littoral and to the waterfront. And so in summary, after our project, two new pedestrian crossings will be formed. One is the Gray pedestrian crossing over here, another one is the footbridge over here. For the pedestrian connectivity over this whole area, there are two existing a great crossing over here, and three stairway, this one, and this one. In addition to the signing row, a great row at here. After our project, we have three corridors for the public housing development. The first pedestrian corridor is that the eastern side to bring people along the Curry Main Road, phase one development, phase two development, and then to cross the Victoria Road and down to the public transport terminus over here, and the future waterfront terminal over here. Here's the middle pedestrian corridor. Housing Authority will provide a lift at the corner of phase two. You can bring phase two development down to the Victoria Road and then cross the existing Gray pedestrian crossing to the public transport terminus and also the waterfront. For the western corridor, and the phase two residents can make use of this footpath and cross the new grade crossing and then use the stairways to the waterfront area. And that's my presentation. Thank you.
Right, right.
I want to submit about our implementation program. We have consulted the Central Western District Council in October last year, and no major objection for our project has been received. And we also consulted our whole scheme, including the footbridge and the wicket access, to consulting the departments. We are planning to gazette this road scheme under road ordinance in about March of this year. Yeah, thank you.
Can you put up the plan with the new routes on? The plan with the red routes on it? Can you put up that plan? Do you have a composite plan which shows both? Oh, all right.
Sorry, one by one only.
Okay. Could we have the first one first then? Thank you. Thank you. That one. Yes, thank you. Yeah. Yeah. Members' comments? Looks a little tenuous, indirect, if I may put it that way. Ivan, please.
Chairman, the title of the paper is Proposed Pedestrian Facilities for Public Housing Development in Kennedy Town. And this paper is presented to Harbourfront Commission. So what we are really concerned is the pedestrian connectivity to the public space, to the waterfront.
Yep.
And unfortunately, the proposal table here, I have to say, it's a kind of piecemeal proposal. It's not a pedestrian facilities. So far, we only saw one pedestrian bridge. And also, this area been tabled to the commission for quite a number of times in the past few years. A member has already expressed a lot of views and concern on the connectivity, how it connected the future development to the waterfront, to the open space. And I remember we have made a lot of proposals, which I don't see it has been properly reflected in this proposal. It basically is a traditional Hong Kong pedestrian bridge approach, you know, providing a pedestrian bridge across a main road and get the people down to the street, you know, forcing people going up, going down. You know, it has not been sort of integrated. In particular, when we saw this plan, it's not showing any future or new development or the final development of the whole area and how this pedestrian facility integrated into the urban fabric in future and how it connected to the future water promenade. And in the perspective of Harbourfront Commission, I'm afraid that I would suggest them to come back again with a more holistic and comprehensive proposal on the pedestrian facilities rather than just table a pedestrian bridge and a on-grade pedestrian crossing at the Mo Sing Lang Road. I am really disappointed, Chairman.
Thank you. Please, Anthony.
Actually, I have same comments as Ivan, because what we saw here is actually, once again, is a piecemeal plan that we don't know what the context in the future will be. Actually, I suggest that for now on, all the papers that come to this commission, especially for new members, relatively new member like myself, I don't know what was the planning background in the area. So it's really difficult for me to comment on this. I think for all the future papers, you need to prepare all the what are the future plans, what we have discussed, or what are the potential in the area. Otherwise, we cannot really comment on this particular proposal. Actually, even for the previous two topics. If there are more information on what our future plans are, I think it's easier for us to give more constructive comments. But for now, I think definitely I support what Ivan has said, that this has to come back and have more information how this connection really brings the people to the what is planned at the park. Also, the China merchants go down, what the plans are. And I understand also there's some plans for the bus terminal as well, right? So all this will affect our comments. If we don't have those information, I don't think we can give any constructive things.
Thank you. Please.
So, Chairman, I just wanted to declare that I used to work for the Housing Department some years ago.
That's
and,
okay.
sorry, thank you.
Any comments on the scheme?
I share the actually concerns raised by my two other esteemed colleagues. I think it's not sufficient just to look at the whole pedestrian connection in piecemeal basis. And, you know, I would like to see a more comprehensive plan being proposed. The only problem right now is that we're talking about a public housing site, and by itself, there's only so much they can do, as you know, as someone who had been dealing with this sort of development before. So, you know, I wonder whether it's incumbent, you know, on the entire, I think the government departments need to come forward with something more solid and more tangible in terms of what they see the proposal to be, rather than just allowing CDD or just one department saying, okay, this is the connection. This is not enough, I think. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other comments? Paul?
I noticed that the desire lines will be these two staircases on either side of the sail. But I'm not sure that we're connecting with them by pushing people first to go further south up the hill and to let them go down again. So I think what we're inviting here is people walking in the street, because this is, I don't think it's a natural desire line for people to go through the waterfront there. Mm. And then further down, I'm not sure how many links there are from the side going to be down. Right now there's a couple of staircases coming down from the slope. Some to some old buildings and some religious facility there, definitely on the east side. Then there is also the connection up Mount Davis. So right where the proposed carriageway is, there is a trail that links down from Mount Davis, which is a very popular hiking route. The trail is kind of somewhat neglected, but it's open, and lots of people use it to go up with the dogs and go hiking in Mount Davis. That seems to be destroyed, and it doesn't indicate that as part of the development we're going to actually take care of that. So if I would hope that the public housing development will be quite permeable. People can go through it and then up to the mountain and back from the mountain back to the waterfront. So I like to see how all of that is going to come together, and I don't see that here. I must say I had exactly the same problem with Wafu, where the new development sites are on the slope and all the trails were covered and all disappeared and all directed to the sites, but completely ignored that they're existing and people are using them. Whereas what we can do is another way around. We could say we have this fantastic Mount Davis, which is a public asset. People can go hiking. How many connections can we make? How can the public housing site help to create more connections and make it more walkable and more enjoyable? That would be, I think, a better approach. And then we add amenity value for the community, not only the new community, but also the existing community. And I think that would be really beneficial.
Okay, thank you. Please. Yes, please.
Okay, thank you, Chairman. For 區議會有諮詢的並不是剛才所說的區議會沒有意見的區議會都很大的意見就是有不滿就是就著隔離有一條村叫西環村西環村也都是在五十幾年的一個屋村來的也都很多破損的情況整個計劃是沒有提及西環村有沒有機會重建的可能性 如果見到西環村有可能有機會重建的話這些新型的屋村有沒有機會可以即是用西環村的居民能夠搬進去如果當他這些起完這三棟村起完給其他的居民去進去的時候才就考慮西環村重建的話那你怎樣去重置西環村的居民呢西環村的居民何去何從呢在這個契機裡面我們區議會都很多的 議員都提過會不會在西環村重建方面都提及
咁就係如果喺咁多居民乘二千幾火嘅居民搬入嚟咧，咁好多大家知道喺附近都有啲地鐵站嘅，咁人流點樣行咧？咁樣行去啲居民行嘅地鐵站咪點樣行咧？咁亦都諗過，咪喺西環村嘅重建一齊咧，就會有啲連接嘅一啲接駁嘅天橋咧，能夠去到連接去到地鐵站嘅更加合適嘅，而人流方面亦都係會係合適啲啦嚇。咁車流方面亦都好，對我哋都好擔心嘅，因為你見到好多車會行入去啦，多一條路喺域多利道嗰度行入去啦咁樣。咁所以我哋都有擔心車流啦、人流啦嘅影響嘅。咁所以我哋即係都有呢方面嘅意見嘅。唔該，主席。
James, I think message is rather clear. I think we do need a more comprehensive submission, holistic one, which addresses pedestrian movement in the district as a whole, and particularly down to the waterfront. We're only getting part of the picture here, so maybe Rosalind, you could work with CEDD and you come back with a more composite proposal, not proposal, but scheme, so we can look at that and understand what you want to do better.
Mr. Chairman, and then the members, actually, during the OECP amendment process, Planning Department has already consulted the Harbourfront Commission about the proposed amendments of the OECP, and then in this connection, they also presented the whole pedestrian network, the connectivity and the accessibility to the waterfront area. We simply follow the proposal regarding the overall pedestrian connectivity to the waterfront area. Regarding the proposed public housing development at Government Road, we propose to use a footbridge to connect to the waterfront, and then Housing Department actually will implement a lift tower in the phase two development to connect connect the residents to the Victoria Road. So the whole pedestrian system actually has been presented to the Harbourfront Commission during the OECP amendment process.
But you're presenting it in pieces. This is one piece of the overall jigsaw, as I call it. You need to put the jigsaw to fit the jigsaw together and show us what the overall impact is. Yes, we endorse what you're showing us in front, showing in front of us here, but you're not showing how it's going to be integrated with this La Belle Arts site at the rear. So I think it's a question of coming up with a holistic and comprehensive plan, which I don't see. How's this all going to fit together, work together? Please.
Okay. I think one thing more important is what we've been approving here is the planning intention. So when CDD tabled this paper to us, it's the next stage. In architectural term, we call it at least a schematic or, you know, a design development. So we need to see how they can follow this planning intent and yet it can enhance and improve the connectivity for the pedestrian. So it's not just I follow this planning intention. So I think this is important that we need a holistic and comprehensive picture of what and how we're going to implement this planning intention.
Okay. All right. Try and fit the pieces of the jigsaw together and show us how it's all going to work.
Mr. Chairman, I wish to invite the planning department to actually say a word on this proposal.
Please say a word. Please say a word.
Thank you, Chairman. Well, I think pointed out by my colleagues in CEDD, they try to implement what we have presented to the Harbourfront before, but I think there are changes to what we put, what you saw in this plan, and I think the paper hasn't really reflect the changes, so that member can understand the changes.
Sorry, you didn't receive the support you expected.
let me explain how we follow the origin scheme presented under the OECP consultation. For the western corridor over here, they use the existing grade pedestrian crossing over here. In our western corridor, this is the existing aquatic crossing, as shown in the OCP consultation. The corridor is over, just use this stairway and footpath and this aquatic crossing. That's the first point I want to supplement. We just follow the one of the corridor.
Sorry to butt in. Can you go away, produce a comprehensive plan, integrate these various solutions, bring this plan up to date. The plan, the PD's pointed out that it's not up to date, so we can't use that as a reference. So pull it all together. It won't take you long. And come back, and we can do it within 10 minutes, but we haven't got enough in front of us today. Thank you. Thank you.
Okay. I want to supplement about the hiking trail. There's an existing hiking trail just along this line over the western end of the housing site. Under the construction of the vehicle access, this section of hiking trail will be terminated. We will provide a new access point along this footpath, and then continues with the existing hiking trail. So we will maintain the hiking trail over here.
Okay, please share that on your new plan.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Mr. Chairman, let me say a follow-up. Will you please allow us to present the paper by circulation? Because of the tight program of the housing development, we plan to accept the road scheme in March 2018, and then we have to start the site formation work by the end of next year in order to meet the urgent need for public housing development.
Happy to try by circulation, but if members want to discuss, then we would have to bring it to the task force. So we'll try by circulation, but if members feel that it's something you want to actually meet and discuss, then we'd have to bring it to the task force. All right. Well, we can try circulation.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.